The sun bursts into a blue sky surrounded by fluffy white cumulus clouds. Title cards, John Reese Davis, Stephen Baldwin. Clouds cross the sky like ethereal balls of cotton. Bobby Phillips. Darker clouds gather. Steve Byers. Brittany Bristow. Andrew Jackson, Michael Theriault. Executive producers, John Reese Davis, Mark Gingras. John Paytas, Matthew Pulicino. Executive producers, Patrice Theroux, Agnes Bristow. Peter, The Redemption. Music composer, James Mark Stewart. The Sky Darkens. Editor, Paul Whitehead. Casting, Stephanie Gorin, CSA. The sky brightens, streaked with oranges, reds, and purples. Production designer, Oleg Savitsky. Director of photography, Rudolf Blahasek. Two Roman soldiers. Producer, Leif Bristow. The soldiers haul on two thick, rough ropes. Writer, John Paytas. The ropes are attached to the crossbeam of a crucifix being erected. The crucifix is seen from the side and behind. A man with a bloodied loincloth is crucified upon it. The men continue pulling the ropes. Another supports the back of the cross as it becomes vertical. Director Leif Bristow. The cross is now perfectly erect, planted in its hole. Slowly we move around the figure of the crucifix. The cross is now in profile. A man wearing a crown of thorns hangs his head. Now blood spatters and stains stone tiles as the shadow of a whip passes over. A whip lashes the back of a man in bloodied clothing. He is an old man chained to the walls.
Forgive me, Lord, but I am weak.
Behind him stands a bearded Roman soldier in flickering torchlight. Another soldier douses his face. The soldier comes closer and speaks.
What did you say? Are you ready to admit your part?
The old man.
I have failed.
The soldier grabs the old man's face.
Well, I will not fail mine.
He steps back, about to raise the whip again.
Precisus, stop!
A handsome fair-haired soldier enters.
What are you doing?
Getting a confession.
Look at him. You'll get no confession from a dead man. Water, now.
He looks to another man.
Unchain him.
But we were given strict...
Unchain him!
Precisus proceeds to unchain him. The old man, his tattered garment soaked in blood, is helped across the prison cell. The lean, handsome soldier helps him to a lying position on a bench near a wall under a barred window. The red-cloaked soldier crouches and offers the old man water. Laboriously, he drinks. Blood stains his face.
Thank you. Thank you.
The soldier.
Listen to me, old man. Look around you. Have you forgotten where you are? This is Mamertine, the most secure prison in the world, and you are alone. One word from Nero and the entire might of the Roman Empire could be brought to bear on you. So why not cooperate? Tell us. Tell me, why did you start the fires?
The old man struggles to pull himself upright. He manages to pull himself up and looks at the Roman soldier.
I cannot confess to that which I did not do.
The soldier sighs and gets to his feet. He exits the cell and is followed by two other soldiers. The last soldier out pulls the cell door closed and locks it. The old man lies chained on his bench, suffering. He collapses.
Be with me, Lord. Be with me.
Now, Precisus and the other soldier exit the prison into the daylit streets of Rome. The soldier.
These fires have turned the city on its end.
Precisus.
All the more reason to find these criminals.
Agreed. But finding them will not ease the suffering of those who've been burned out.
Well, perhaps they'll find distraction in the games.
Now, Nero's palace, daytime. Emperor Nero.
The games.
Surrounded by staff in a stunning stone-white palace, Nero sits on his throne.
Yes, honor the games of your festival.
A minion addresses him. The dark-haired empress beside her husband.
Never mind the games. Where are your priorities?
Nero wearing a crown of golden laurels.
I would hear from Theodos.
A bedraggled, shaggy-haired, bearded man steps up to the throne.
Honor, we have been working day and night, but there are still hundreds of families on the street. We simply do not have the resources to help everyone.
That's enough. I cannot allow my people to be treated this way anymore. Redirect funds from the Aqueduct Project and take care of my people immediately.
But honor, respectfully, we need to keep the water
project. I have made my decision.
Nero stares coldly.
If you'd like to debate it, you can do so from the streets, where you will be personally working with these people side by side.
Theodos takes his leave.
Ah. Martinian.
The clean-shaven, fair-haired soldier enters.
What progress have we made?
Martinian.
Forgive me. The Inquisitors were overly zealous with the old man, the Christian, Peter.
Zealous?
He is quite weak.
And?
Honor, he may die.
Excuse me?
He may die.
I seem to recall giving the specific order that he may be beaten, burned, tortured, torn, twisted in whatever way that you deemed necessary. But I clearly remember that I did not want him to be killed. In fact, did I not forbid it?
Yes, Honor.
What am I to do with a dead man?
It is my fault, Honor.
He is their leader.
Nero stands.
And I do not...
His height average.
...want him dead.
Nero comes down off his dais.
What we have now is houses burned.
He wanders behind Martinian.
Business is lost.
Martinian faces the throne.
People in the streets, homeless. So...
He comes round to Martinian's right-hand side.
What I demand is that every name of every Christian involved in starting these fires be given to me. He knows who they are.
Nero walks past Martinian and steps back up on the dais. Then he turns back to face Martinian.
And you will give that to me?
Yes, Honor.
Nero is about to sit on his throne when his wife addresses him.
Husband.
He looks down at her.
One of my servants is an excellent healer. You could send her to minister to this Peter.
Nero wanders to the right of the throne to a sideboard laden with food. He picks up a golden goblet of wine.
Bring her.
He drinks. A female servant exits. Still holding the goblet, Nero seats himself on the throne. He sets the goblet on the right-hand armrest. A petite, fair-haired woman enters on the left-hand side of the throne and curtsies. Martinian looks up, noticing her.
Come where I can see you.
She steps out of the shadows, closer to the throne, off to the side. Nero looks her over.
What is your name?
Susanna.
And why is it I have not seen you before, Susanna?
Nero's wife.
She is one of my personal servants. She has no reason to attend at court.
Perhaps in the future I should do something to rectify that.
Nero stares at Susanna and she looks self-conscious. Her face is framed by two wavy tendrils of golden hair. A Roman captain enters, bowing before the throne.
Honor, we have
them. A ragtag group of men and women is
Excellent.
Led in. Nero stands.
Martinian, stay for this.
He steps down the dais and approaches the rabble. His wife and Susanna follow. Martinian turns and follows. Nero fixates on a man in the group and approaches him.
Who am I? Do you have a tongue?
Yes, Emperor.
Theodos stands nearby.
Yes, I am your emperor. And you are an arsonist. A man who likes to set fire to buildings.
Oh, Honor, I do not know who would make these charges or why.
The man has a gash on his face.
I have not started any fires.
Calling me a liar?
No, Honor.
I understand that you have spent some time with the criminal Peter, the Christian.
Yes.
Well, since it's commonly known that the Christians are responsible for setting fire to my city, then you just admitted to being one of them.
But...
Fire!
Nero moves closer.
Murderer.
Coming face to face with the man.
Arsonist. I despise you, you people of faith. Now, tell me about these fires.
Please, Honor. I've never burned anything except a fire to eat my own, perhaps to cook.
Silence!
Do you have any idea how many people you've killed? Do you realize what you've done? You Christians, you're all one together like brothers and sisters, yes?
Yes, Honor.
Well, as I said, since we know that the Christians are responsible for burning down the city, then you just admitted to be an accessory.
Please, Honor, I do not understand. We are non-violent people. We just wish to raise our families, worship in peace.
Don't say that word! Worship!
If there is one thing I cannot tolerate, it's a liar.
Nero steps back. The captain of the guard claps a hand on the Christian's shoulder, draws his knife, and plunges it into him. Susanna turns away, shocked. The man falls to the floor, dead. The captain of the guard.
And the rest of them?
Perhaps some time in Mamertine will get them thinking about their response in the future.
Yes, Honor.
Move along. Move. Move yourself.
Nero returns to the throne, followed by his wife and Susanna.
Keep going.
Now on a street, Martinian walks with Susanna.
This is longer to the prison, but...
Martinian.
More peaceful than city streets. Would you care to sit for a moment?
Susanna.
Yes, thank you.
Susanna sits on a bench wrapped in a blue cloak. The tall, uniformed captain stands beside her.
I am sorry you had to witness that. There is a fine line between the civility of Rome and... the violence of the men who would drag her to ruin.
It doesn't bother you.
I've spent my career on the battlefields. The Gauls to the north, savages to the east. They live like beasts, slaughtering each other, sometimes even devouring their enemies.
She looks up at him.
And you relished in that life?
The Roman army is a line. The only line between all of this and savagery.
But that man wasn't a savage. He was a Roman citizen.
Worse than a savage. A citizen who turned against his country.
And how can you be so certain?
It is not mine to question. I leave that to the Emperor. Are you feeling well enough to walk?
We should go.
She stands and they move on. A little while later, Susanna and Martinian enter Mamertine prison. Martinian leads her through a dark but busy corridor.
I apologize. These people are like animals.
They enter Peter's cell. Susanna sees Peter, bloody and beaten, lying face down on a wooden bench.
What have you done to him? How could you? You are the animals.
Susanna goes to Peter and crouches down beside him.
Peter?
She places a hand on his bloody shoulder. Martinian watches as Susanna strokes Peter's head.
Go, fetch me clean water. Are you deaf? Go and fetch me clean water. Now!
Martinian nods to another guard.
What?
Susanna bends closer to Peter.
Are you all right?
Peter struggles to open his eyes. Susanna glares at Martinian.
Get out. Haven't you done enough damage? Now you wish to stay and gloat. I don't want you anywhere near him. Put down the lantern and leave.
Martinian complies, setting down the lantern and leaving. Another soldier sets water before her and leaves as well. Susanna wets a cloth in the bucket of water.
My name is Susanna. I'm the servant to the wife of the Emperor. I have been sent to tend to your wounds.
She dabs the cloth on Peter's bloodied back.
This rabbi you follow, what was he like?
Peter finds the strength to raise himself up and look at her. Flashback.
My children.
Jerusalem, nighttime, the Last Supper. Jesus.
I shall only be with you a little while longer.
A young Peter sits at his right.
For where I am going, you cannot follow. But afterwards, you will follow me again. All of you will be made to stumble this night because of me. For it is written, I shall strike the shepherd, and his sheep shall be scattered. But when I have risen, I will go before you to Galilee.
Young Peter.
Even if all others are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble.
My Peter.
Jesus puts a hand on his back.
I say this to you, that today, even this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times.
If I have to die with you, I will not deny you.
Jesus removes his hand and turns back to his cup of wine. Later that night on a Jerusalem street, young Peter watches as guards lead Jesus away. A woman approaches Peter.
You also were with Jesus of Galilee.
Peter.
I do not know what you're talking about.
Now back in the Mamertine prison cell. Susanna.
What could you have done? You were all alone.
Peter.
I could have done better. I should have done better.
A little while later, Susanna and Martinian emerge from the prison and into the street. They stop walking. Martinian turns to Susanna.
I do not understand. This Peter is a criminal.
Susanna.
You are wrong. He is a good man. A holy man who carries the message of the teacher.
Martinian's face looks questioning.
Jesus of Nazareth. He has committed no crime. You should not treat him that way.
I am a soldier of Rome, on orders from the emperor. And besides, what of those who died or were burned out? These Christians are criminals, and it is my duty to bring them to justice.
Justice? What about the Christians who died in the fires? Why would Peter do that? Why was he arrested? Have you even asked yourself that question? A soldier of Rome. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Susanna turns from him and walks away. The next day, the emperor's palace. Nero stands on a balcony overlooking his lush gardens playing his lyre. He turns and moves back into the throne room. The Empress enters, followed by Susanna. The Empress.
Husband.
Nero.
Here's the girl to make her report.
Ah, Susanna. Do you like the harp?
Susanna.
Yes. You play beautifully, Honor.
Perhaps I can give you some lessons.
Husband. Susanna must leave for the prison to tend to Peter.
Yes, she's tending to my instructions. But right now, I need to deal with Theudas, who has been waiting very patiently.
Nero hands the instrument to Susanna and moves toward Theudas.
So, what of the council?
Theudas.
Honor, there is much talk at the council.
Isn't that what councils do? Talk about what?
Perhaps it would be better to discuss these matters in private.
Perhaps it would be better for you not to keep me waiting.
Of course. Honor, Carcinian hints that the fires were not set by the Christians.
Yes, he entertains another theory.
He circulates the idea that the fires were ordered by yourself.
By myself. Now, you see the ability of these Christians even to twist the minds of our good counselors.
Nero turns and walks back toward the throne.
Oh, these Christians, they could be the downfall of the Empire.
He reaches the throne and turns back to face Theodos.
But I will not allow this to continue. They say they represent a god. And that god has attacked my city and killed my people. So now I will become the chief enemy.
From the left-hand side of the throne, Susanna watches Nero's performance.
I alone will be the protector of Rome. I've had enough of this hypocrisy.
Theodos joins Nero's other advisors who stand nearby. Nero takes a seat on the throne.
And as for you, young lady.
Martinian enters.
What of you about Peter?
Susanna.
Your Honor, he is very weak. I fear another beating will kill him.
I blame these Christians for all of this evil that has befallen upon Rome. I hereby decree that from this day forward, anyone calling themselves a Christian will be under arrest. And you, Captain Martinian, will be in charge of their inquisition.
Martinian.
And Peter?
I want him kept alive. I still will have some use for him. Perhaps his tongue will loosen when he sees what befalls upon his flock. You'll be sure, Susanna, that he returns to good health, yes?
Yes, Honor.
Excellent. I want his full confession before the festival begins.
Nero stands.
So that the Deus Imperii can mark the renewal of Rome.
Martinian bows low to the Emperor and exits the hall. Now nighttime, a crescent moon hangs in a black sky. On a Roman street, soldiers drag citizens from their homes. Procesus grabs a man by the arm.
You're accused of being a Christian in the city of Rome, and you're hereby under arrest.
Now at Mamertine prison, a red-hot iron is pulled from the fire. Holding the glowing iron, Procesus approaches a shackled prisoner. Procesus holding the glowing metal in front of the prisoner's face.
You realize this is for you.
The prisoner.
I'll do anything you say.
Will you confess?
Meanwhile, in his dark cell, kneeling under the light from his window, Peter prays.
Lord, put compassion in the hearts of our tormentors. Let them see thy truth, thy wisdom, thy light. Strengthen us in our weakness. Deliver us from evil.
From the shadows on the other side of the cell, Susanna watches.
For thine is the kingdom.
Peter turns away from the windows, his hands parted, palms up.
For now and forever.
Peter looks up.
Oh, this is so wrong.
Susanna.
There is nothing to be done. The Emperor has decreed that all Christians are to be arrested.
Outside in a dark corridor, Procesus herds a prisoner along. He pushes him into a cell.
Not another sound from you.
Martinian approaches. Procesus turns to him.
We have four confessions.
Martinian.
Show me a man who will not confess when faced with our methods.
Something is wrong?
I did not join the army to persecute Roman citizens. I joined to protect them.
Brother,
we joined the army to protect Rome.
We both bled for her.
I almost died for her.
And these people?
They're the enemies of Rome.
Procesus, look at them. Fathers, mothers, even children. Tell me how they qualify as enemies.
You know as well as I. Orders are determined by the Emperor.
It is our job to follow them.
There may be another way. Martinian.
Martinian starts to leave. Martinian enters Peter's cell. He addresses Susanna.
I need a moment.
She doesn't move.
Alone.
Then she nods, stands, and exits the cell. Martinian waits until Susanna is gone before speaking to Peter.
Listen.
Martinian.
Do you hear that, old man?
Peter.
God hears that.
No, he may. You can stop it. All of it. You can put an end to their misery.
What do you want me to do?
Next, on the street. Daytime.
Susanna.
Martinian comes alongside Susanna.
Today is a beautiful day, isn't it?
They walk a bit. She ignores him. Then they stop and face each other. Martinian.
I know this must all seem overwhelming. But the truth is, we must get to the root of this evil. Living in the palace, you've not been exposed
to... Susanna!
How would you know what I've been exposed to?
I was only suggesting that...
Please, do not presume to know what I do and do not understand.
All I was trying to say was... I have a plan. One that may save many Romans
from... A plan based on a lie.
A lie that may save many lives.
At what cost?
I do not understand you. We are both servants of Rome.
Peter walked with Jesus. He was the leader of his apostles. Have you not heard a word he has said?
Why would I even listen?
Perhaps if you did, you would understand.
Susanna starts to leave. Martinian follows.
Don't.
She stops him.
Since you know me so well, you also know I am quite capable of finding my own way back.
She walks off. Now at the palace, Martinian enters the Emperor's throne room. Nero stands with his back to the entrance, looking out over the city. A servant woman stands off in the wings. Martinian bows, and Nero turns to face him. Nero.
Where's Susanna?
Martinian.
Honor, perhaps she's gone to attend to your wife.
Nero steps toward him, disappointed.
I see.
Honor, what if I were to convince Peter to confess to the fires? Would that end the persecution of the Christians?
Your heart has moved towards their direction. Do you disagree with my current methodology?
Nero steps around to the front of the throne and sits. He nibbles on dates.
There is much work to be done, and this is a distraction to my men.
Your advice is wise. Achieve it, and I will spare them. But only if the old man confesses. I relish the idea of him begging for mercy.
Again, Martinian bows.
One more thing.
Nero stands.
All of them.
He moves toward Martinian.
Must deny this cult of Jesus as an abomination against the gods of Rome. Only then will I spare them.
He stands face to face with Martinian.
And if he does not do it, have him flogged.
Forgive me, Honor, but you said you did not want him to die.
Well, use your imagination. Come up with something.
Martinian salutes the Emperor and takes his leave. Nero pops a date into his mouth. Elsewhere in the palace, daytime, the Empress's quarters. The Empress stands at the window looking out over the gardens. Susanna sweeps the floor with a broom. The Empress turns from the window and watches Susanna sweep. The Empress.
Susanna.
Susanna.
Yes, mistress.
Stop sweeping.
Put down that broom. Come here.
Susanna sets down the broom and approaches the Empress.
You are an excellent servant.
Susanna smiles at the compliment.
And very beautiful as well.
She looks down at the floor, then back up at the Empress.
Susanna.
The Empress moves toward her.
This is a man's world. We women, we must stick together, no matter our position in life. Do you understand?
Yes, mistress.
As you know, my husband, the Emperor, He is subject to various moods. In the past, from time to time, he has been known to bother the women servants. Has anything like this befallen you?
No, mistress.
Are you certain? You can tell me if it has.
No, mistress, never.
Good. But you must promise to let me know if anything happens.
Yes, mistress.
Very well. Back to work.
The Empress leaves. Susanna picks up her broom and resumes sweeping. Later on, in Peter's cell at Mamertine Prison, Martinian addresses Peter.
The Emperor commands that in addition to confessing to the fires, you must also deny the Christ.
Peter lies on his back. Precisa stands nearby.
I will not deny my lord.
Martinian looks down at Peter.
Deny him, and you will all be spared.
No.
Martinian looks to Precisus, who waits by the wall behind his left shoulder.
Begin.
Precisus comes forward and with a cane whips the bottom of Peter's feet. Peter stares up at the ceiling. Then, seen from the back, an erect crucifix stands against the sky. Now a frontal view of the crucifix. Jesus looks toward the sky. His head is crowned with thorns. His chest and loincloth streaked with blood. His arms spread across the crossbar, nails driven through his palms. Heavy ropes bind his arms to the crossbeam. Slowly, Jesus lowers his head, and we fade back into the darkness of Peter's cell. Peter awakens, lying on the bench, unshackled. Slowly, painfully, he sits up. He looks toward the light coming through the barred cell window.
Thank you.
Now, another day. Nero's palace. The Empress's quarters. Susanna, wearing her cloak, approaches a table laden with food. She packs some food into a small cloth bag. The Empress enters and addresses her.
Susanna, what are you doing?
Susanna.
Just preparing bandages for the old man.
And the food?
In case I am not able to return for lunch.
You spend entirely too much time at that prison. I do not know that I like it.
If you wish, I will ask the Emperor to have...
No. No. Continue as ordered. But return here as quickly as you can.
Susanna leaves the palace and walks on the street carrying the sack under her robe. She passes by other citizens. In his cell, Peter, on his knees, prays.
I ask not for myself, Lord, but that you give me the boldness and the words to preach thy word.
Susanna arrives at the barred cell door and looks through.
Done, oh Lord.
A soldier lets her in the cell.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I see you are feeling better.
Peter gets off his knees and sits on the bench. Susanna removes her cloak.
I am.
Why are you not...
She crouches down and sees his battered legs.
How do you deal with this?
I remember.
Now a Jerusalem street.
Alms to the poor.
People pass a disabled beggar on the street.
Alms to the poor.
Young Peter and another man are passing the beggar.
Alms to the poor. Sir, can you help the poor?
He holds his hands up to young Peter.
I don't have any silver or gold.
A man beside
Please,
the beggar
sir,
stands up.
My brother is crippled, and he cannot walk.
I will give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene. Get up and walk.
Peter holds his hand out to the disabled man. After a moment's hesitation, the beggar grasps Peter's outstretched hand and slowly, painfully makes it to his feet. As the beggar stands, his brother falls to his knees beside him. The beggar begins to walk slowly, his disability vanished. Now in the cell, Susanna.
That's incredible.
Peter.
That was not me. That was the Holy Spirit working through me.
Susanna wraps bandages around Peter's ankles and feet.
You are so blessed to have spent time with him.
Yes, I was. And I am blessed by your visits as well.
He pats her on the shoulder.
Better go now.
You must rest.
Discreetly, she hands Peter a nectarine.
Oh.
He slips it into his robe.
Rest will make you strong again.
Rest.
He squeezes her hand.
And the healing power of the word.
Susanna stands and he lets her hand go.
Bless you.
She exits the cell, passing Martinian on her way. He follows her down the dark, torch-lit corridor. Then, slowly, Peter makes his way into another cell containing several prisoners. He gives them the bread and fruit Susanna snuck in for him earlier.
Divide it equally.
Now Susanna and Martinian exit the prison onto the street. Martinian.
Why is it that you hate me?
Susanna stops and looks at him.
I do not hate you. I am angry at you for what you have done to a great man like Peter.
No, you are mistaken. Nero is a great man. This Peter, he's a foolish old storyteller.
You have been gone from Rome too long. Our emperor is a vicious man who loves no one but himself. At times, he acts as if he is a god. He climbed to power on the murder of his mother and his first wife. He is the most dangerous man in the civilized world.
How do you know this?
I am a servant of his wife. I hear everything that happens in the palace.
No, I don't believe you. In fact, I might suspect that you are a Christian yourself.
I could have you arrested.
Go ahead. I am a Christian. But know this. Nothing about who I am changes who Nero is.
She turns away. He grabs her arm.
Susanna. In a secret. It's safe with me.
And then she goes. Later that day at the Emperor's palace, the throne room, Theodos addresses Nero.
Aronius has replied. He looks forward to your games and will bring 5 chariots to compete in your races.
Nero is seated on the throne, the Empress seated to his left. Nero pays no attention, preoccupied.
Honor.
Nero looks up as if just noticing Theodos.
Ah, Theodos. The festival is upon us. I think I need to do something to increase the pressure on the Christians.
Theodos is confused.
I'm sorry.
I think I'm going to start executing some of them. Not too many, just a few as an example to the rest.
But it's got to be something. What do you think of wild dogs? But Honor, Rome has not done anything.
Theodos, I am Rome. Rome will do as I wish. These Christians, they are an extreme and dangerous cult. They are a threat to Rome. Now leave me while I think on this.
Theodos turns and starts to leave.
Wait.
He turns back to face the Emperor.
Do you think the palace is too dark?
Too dark, Honor?
At night. Do you think it's too dark? Trying to find a way to create some light in my gardens so I can see the beauty I've created.
Nero stands and turns toward the balcony window behind the throne. He looks out the window.
I think.
Then turns back, holding up a finger.
Yes. I think we should start burning some of the Christians so I can have some light for my garden.
Burning Christians? But Honor, they are just people who want...
Theodos.
Nero reseats himself on the throne.
Just a few. At night. For the light. Theodos, go now and make it so.
Theodos turns away, clearly finding his task distasteful. Beside him, the Empress looks at her husband but says nothing. Now, a different day, Peter's cell.
Looking better.
Susanna examines his back. Peter.
Jesus said to me, Peter, you are the rock. A rock on which I shall build my church. And yet, what have I done to his flock? I fail them, and I fail him.
Peter looks upward.
That is not true. You bring inspiration. Even while you are here, you give hope to
me. To others. Through your stories and through your faith.
And a little child shall lead them.
He holds her hands. To Susanna.
Thank you.
Then he looks upward.
Thank you. You must go now. And if you can, bring me some parchment. I need to write.
Of course.
Susanna gathers her bag and cloak and exits the cell. Now Susanna returns home to the palace. Martinian sits on a bench in an alcove waiting for her.
Susanna.
She stops. Her satchel dangles from her shoulder.
How is Peter today?
They both sit on the bench.
He is sad. Because of the pain that he brings to the others.
I have never seen a faith such as his. And he's old and weak. Yet somehow the stories he tells, they give him...
strength.
Yes. I've seen no evidence that he, nor any of them, are any threat to Rome. In fact, I would say the opposite. If all men were to speak and act as he does, I believe Rome would be a better place.
Faith is a strange thing. It inspires even the most hardened to open their eyes, lift their hearts, to do the right thing, even to love.
I must attend to my duties.
Martinian stands, hand on the hilt of his sword. He bows to Susanna and goes off. As Susanna watches him go, she smiles to herself. Later that night, the throne room. Nero stands on his balcony looking over his garden. Nearby, a servant strums a lyre. In the darkness outside, small flames appear. Nero turns toward the throne, reluctantly drawing his gaze away from the window. Slowly, dreamily, he makes his way toward the throne. The Empress, Theodis, Susanna, and other counselors and servants wait nearby in silence. Slowly, Nero seats himself in the throne. Theodis stares into the flame of a nearby brazier. No one looks directly at the Emperor. An orange glow illuminates the faces of those gathered in the throne room. The Empress stares straight ahead, stone-faced. Nearby, Susanna trembles, teary-eyed. Out of sight of the window, two musicians stroke their instruments. Seated on his throne, the Emperor Nero moves a hand dreamily, in time with the music, as if conducting an orchestra. Susanna trembles, trying to hold back her tears. Her face is lit by the glow from the fires outside. Fade to black. The next day, a bright sun bursts through clouds in the sky. Citizens walk on the street outside the prison entrance. Susanna emerges from the crowd and approaches the prison door. She lifts the knocker and taps it against the door. Then she's led to Peter's cell by a guard. Peter sits within, hands clasped. He turns as Susanna enters.
Ah.
Susanna.
I brought you a new cloak. Whoa. You must leave before the guards return. There is little time. This is your chance to save yourself.
Peter walks past her toward the barred door of his cell. He stands at the door, hand on a bar, looking out at the torch-lit corridor. Then he turns back toward Susanna. Now in the Garden of Gethsemane at night, Jesus kneels in prayer.
Abba, Father, All things are possible for you.
Please take this cup from me.
Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will.
Jesus turns his head toward us. Now back in the cell.
I cannot.
What? But you are too important to die. What will become of us if you are gone?
This is the road I must walk.
You were in prison once before and escaped. I have heard stories.
The stories are true.
Peter crosses the cell and sits on his bench. Susanna follows and sits beside him.
When I escaped from Herod's prison, it was not an act of man or of woman. It was an act of God. I was chained between two guards. And the Lord sent an angel who freed me and opened the gate and led me out. It was not I that escaped. It was God making manifest his will.
Susanna smiles at the old man.
Besides, I have seen those looks that you exchange with Captain Martinian. Now, if I were to escape, can you imagine what Nero would do to these poor jailers? No, my child. I will put my trust in the Lord. As should you.
In the corridor nearby, hidden in shadow, Precisus listens. That night in the palace garden, smoke rises from several burning torches. Now in the Empress's chamber.
So, my dear.
The Empress.
Nothing to report.
Susanna works on the Empress's hair.
Of my husband?
No, mistress, nothing.
The Empress wears a nightdress.
Things are not well between us. I am afraid he is having another affair. I do not know what I'm going to do.
I'm so sorry, mistress.
He has not spoken or bothered you.
No, mistress.
Good. Good. Last night on the balcony, I noticed you were very emotional. Was that prompted by the music? Or perhaps by the fate of your fellow believers?
Mistress?
Come, come. We both know you're one of them.
The Empress takes her hand.
Friends cannot keep secrets from one another.
She draws Susanna around to face her.
I used to see you praying all the time. After all, it was never illegal to be a Christian in Rome. That is, until recently. It is safe here. Speak openly.
I do not know what to say.
Have you committed any crime?
No. No, mistress.
Then speak. No harm will come to you.
Yes, mistress.
Yes, what?
Yes, I was upset at the burning.
Of course you were. What a horrid affair. I know not why my husband is taken with such hatred toward you people. Prison, torture.
Mistress.
Speak.
Do you think you could speak with him? The Emperor, I mean. Ask him to reconsider about the old man. About Peter.
Susanna looks pleadingly at her mistress.
Why, yes, my dear. Let me find the right moment to ply his ear.
Susanna bows her head. The next day at the prison, Susanna waits by the front entrance to gain admittance. Martinian emerges and draws her away from the door into the sunlight. He's looking worried. Martinian.
Have you lost your mind?
Susanna.
What are you talking about?
With Peter, trying to aid in his escape. Precisus was just down the hall. He heard everything. You're lucky he came to me first.
Why doesn't he turn me in?
Because he is my friend. Perhaps my only friend.
That is no reason.
Because he knows how I feel towards you.
Artanian, please, I cannot let him die in there.
I understand, but there is nothing to be done. What is it?
I spoke to Poppaea.
Why?
I believe I can trust her.
What if she turns you in?
I am sorry, but I had to do something.
I must return.
Martinian returns to the prison entrance.
Tiberius.
Susanna goes off and Martinian re-enters the prison. Inside the prison, Peter looks into the torchlit corridor through the barred door of his cell.
Captain Martinian.
Peter addresses Martinian as he passes.
You care about these prisoners.
Martinian.
You presume too much, old man.
Oh, I have lived a long enough life to recognize concern when I see it.
And how do you know it is for these prisoners, and not for my duties?
I was once a young man.
Now on a Jerusalem street. Young Peter walks through a crowd.
You are with Jesus of Nazareth.
I do not know the man.
I'm certain I saw you with him.
I do not know him.
Young Peter walks off. Old Peter.
I have spent the rest of my life trying to rise above that moment.
Now Peter sits on his bench.
But what profit a man that he gain the whole world yet lose his soul?
In the cell, Martinian stands under the small window framed by the beams of light.
Something is troubling you.
Susanna.
Peter nods.
She takes great risks on your behalf.
I have seen the looks that pass between the two of you.
I'm concerned for her safety.
And nothing else.
She is enamored with the rabbi you speak of.
And you are not. It is hard to walk together when you travel on different paths. I would like you to look at these words. They were inspired by him. You may find them useful.
Peter hands him a folded piece of parchment. Martinian takes the parchment and tucks it into his uniform.
Thank you.
Martinian exits the cell.
God be with you, Captain.
Now Nero's palace, Poppaea's chambers. Servants are busy cleaning and setting out flowers. Susanna stands at a table arranging a quantity of fruit and bread. Emperor Nero lounges on a nearby couch. Poppaea enters the room and sees her husband staring at Susanna. She turns and leaves. Susanna becomes self-conscious, noticing the emperor staring at her. Earlier, a servant set a plate of food on the couch before him. Susanna finishes her work, bows to Nero, and walks past him. He continues to watch her as she goes. Now, Mamertine Prison, daytime. Martinian stands under a small window. A wall torch burns nearby. He brings out the parchment, unfolds, and reads it. As he reads the printed words, his expression becomes more thoughtful. Then, Martinian slowly refolds the parchment. Now a moon hangs over the dark garden of Nero's palace. Alone in the throne room, Nero stands lost in thought, lit by the flickering flames of the braziers. Poppaea enters.
Husband?
Nero takes no notice. She moves closer.
My husband.
Still, he does not respond.
What troubles weigh on you?
Nero does not turn to face her.
The Jew.
You mean Peter?
and the Senate. I am no closer to an accordance that these Christians started these fires.
You know, there are those who would have you release him.
Traitors. Who are they?
No one specifically. But I hear talk in the marketplace, in the streets, even here in the palace. They say he is a wise and honest man who never speaks against Rome. That he talks only about
Jesus. Another rabbi crucified years ago.
They say he is a holy man who would not harm anyone. But I suggest otherwise. I suggest you further increase the pressure on him and on all of the Christians.
And how do you suggest I do that?
Poppea stands closer to her husband.
Kill them. Kill them all. Perhaps that will gain his confession. If not, you eliminate the root of the problem. Eliminate it in a very public way. As they say, history is written by the victor.
Go on.
Your games are about to begin. What better way to open the festival than to put all traces of suspicion behind us?
They look at each other in the darkness, a moment of real connection between them. Fade to black. Now, somewhere in the palace, Martinian and Susanna walk alone. They stand side by side, framed in an archway, looking out over the gardens and buildings, comfortable companionship. Martinian slips his hand around Susanna's. They look at each other. She takes her other hand and places it on his wrist, rubbing it gently. Martinian.
Thoy. Speak with the tongues of men and of angels.
Susanna looks at him.
But have not love.
He looks at her.
I am nothing.
Susanna.
And though I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I may remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
How do you know these words?
They are the words of Paul.
Paul.
Love believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. They are so beautiful. But how do you know them?
They continue holding hands.
Given to me by Peter. But clearly meant for you.
Slowly they turn in toward each other. Martinian reaches up, caresses Susanna's neck, and kisses her. They touch noses and break the kiss. Martinian trails the back of his fingers down Susanna's bare arm. He takes her hand in his, and they stand looking into each other's eyes. Sometime later in Poppea's chamber, Susanna tidies cushions on the Empress's couch. Nero enters.
The morning finds you in good spirits.
Honor.
He approaches and sits on the couch. He leans back and does not look at Susanna.
You've grown fond of him.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
You think I don't know about your conversations? I have ears everywhere. Even in Mamertine. It's natural. When you spend so much time with someone, you grow close. I understand. And he is a very compelling storyteller.
He now looks at her.
Oh, come on. Peter, the rabbi, your friend. I know you talked to him. Come.
Susanna moves around the couch to stand before the Emperor. He reclines on the couch, watching her movement intently.
Kneel.
Susanna goes down on her knees before Nero. Her eyes are cast down to the floor.
Perhaps we could find a way that I might consider clemency for your friend.
Honor your wife.
Yes, she's at the market with her staff. Eyes up, girl.
Reluctantly, Susanna raises her head. She lifts her eyes to Nero.
That's better.
He looks down at her.
So do you want clemency for your friend? I'd like to consider your wishes. But of course, it would require that you spend far more time in my service, so to speak. Does the idea of that to you sound appealing?
Susanna is flustered. Nero watches her squirm. She gives a tentative nod. Nero extends his right hand to Susanna. She takes his hand, leans forward, and kisses it. He grasps onto her fingers, slowly lowering his hand to his lap. He lays her hand on his leg and pats her fingers. After a moment, Susanna draws her hand back. Nero continues to watch her.
Such an innocent thing.
Poppea enters.
Susanna!
Go to the kitchen and help the others.
Yes, mistress.
Susanna gets to her feet and scurries off. Nero turns his head to look at his wife. She returns the look, unamused. Now at Mamertine Prison, Peter's cell, daytime, Peter prays. Martinian enters the cell. He crouches down in front of Peter, who sits on his bench. Martinian.
I want to thank you for your words.
Peter.
Oh, they were not my words. They were the words of a friend.
Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Martinian looks about cautiously.
How do you know? How do you really know that this Jesus was who he said he was?
I know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and my Redeemer because I saw him after he died. They crucified him and he rose again. And I sat with him, I talked with him, I even ate with him.
I do not understand.
He picks up Martinian's hand and holds it between his.
I am blessed because I saw the Christ risen. How much more blessed are they who did not see and yet believe?
Martinian puts his free right hand over Peter's. Meanwhile, in the throne room of the palace, Nero sits on the throne, deep in thought. Susanna enters.
Ah, Susanna.
He stands.
Come, come.
Susanna stands on the opposite side of the throne to Nero.
A question. Do you think me a fool?
I'm sorry, Honor.
In the realm of...
He crosses to her.
...politics and power and rulers and subjects, deception and deceit.
He stands behind her.
I find it fascinating how they all work together, don't you?
She faces forward.
Although history has taught us that when a ruler does not deal swiftly with his subjects about deception, quite often he can find himself on the wrong end of the delicate balance of his power, and that's not good.
He moves around to her far side, leering as he goes.
So I ask you again.
Now he faces her, holding her chin up with his index finger.
Do you think me a fool?
No, Anna.
He strokes her cheek gently.
Yet, you treat me as one.
No, Honor.
Nero moves to the far side of the throne where he stood earlier.
Am I given to understand that you are much more than just good friends with this Peter? In fact, you have become one of these followers. You have become a Christian. Yet when we last spoke, you failed to mention this to me. Is that any way to respect your emperor? Answer me!
Susanna jumps, then turns toward Papia.
Mistress.
Who's just entered the room.
Please. I've done nothing wrong. My heart belongs to another. Please.
Papia's expression is cold.
Look at me.
Susanna looks at Nero.
Are you a Christian?
What is it that you want from me?
The truth.
Susanna looks at Popia, who regards her with a cold stare. She looks back toward Nero. Now Mamertine prison, sometime later. Martinian closes a cell door and turns to see Procesus leading Susanna into the prison.
What are you doing? What is this?
Procesus.
She's admitted to being a Christian.
Martinian reaches for her.
Susanna.
Nero has ordered the execution of all the Christians, including Peter, tomorrow.
No. No, I will not hear it. Release her immediately.
The orders come straight from Nero.
It'll be my head if I let her go.
I will not
Susanna.
Allow.
Martinian. It is not his fault. The Emperor asked me if I was a Christian, and I could not deny my faith. There is nothing to be done.
Martinian caresses her shoulder. She rubs her cheek against his hand.
Then we will see.
Martinian exits.
Martinian!
Lock her up.
Procesus ushers Susanna into a cell. Now at the palace. Another soldier tries to stop Martinian from entering the throne room.
Martinian, out of my way, Captain.
Martinian throws him off and approaches the throne. He curtly salutes the Emperor.
Forgive the intrusion, Honor.
Yes, Captain. Perhaps you've brought me a confession.
Procesus approaches, saluting the Emperor. Martinian.
I have come to ask about your servant girl, Susanna.
Poppaea sits regally beside Nero.
Yes, no doubt she's in Mamertine. Pretty little flower.
Perhaps there's been some mistake, no?
I don't believe so.
Honor, she is a harmless servant girl. How is it that she is in prison?
She's a Christian. That makes her a criminal. Do I sense something more than a dutiful question, Captain?
I only wish that you would consider.
Of course, I offered her a way around these charges. A way, shall we say, shouldn't be discussed amongst polite company or open court.
Popia looks at him.
She refused. It is only now that I understand what she meant when she said her heart belonged to another.
I appeal to your compassion.
No, you cannot, Captain. The law is the law. Who am I to change my own edicts?
Martinian swallows and moves toward the throne. Procesus restrains him.
You're a passionate man. I like that. May I counsel you that you shouldn't throw away your entire career over some pretty little Christian servant girl who is pleasing to the eye?
Martinian to Popia.
Madam, she is your faithful servant. Surely you would not let her die for such a pointless offense.
You mistake my wife's loyalty, Captain. In fact, it was my wife who told me of the servant's treachery. My love, do you wish this girl to be back in your service?
No, husband.
Ah, well, it's decided then. Now, Captain, I have some orders for you. Tomorrow, you will personally be in charge of the execution of Peter and all the Christians in prison. Won't this be a wonderful way to start off the greatest banquet ever? You are dismissed.
No, Honor. I cannot carry out those orders.
Nero stands.
You realize if you disobey me, it is treason.
I do.
Then you will obey.
Forgive me, Honor. But I cannot carry out your orders.
And I cannot have a traitor in my army. I warn you for the last time, Captain. If you disobey me, you will die with the rest of them.
So be it.
Get this man out of my sight.
The other soldiers escort Martinian out. Everyone in the room watches as they go. Nero sits back down on the throne. Poppaea turns toward him.
Perhaps this is not wise. I mean, mixing him in with the Christians. How can you execute them if Martinian, one of your most trusted officers, stands with them? How will this look to the council, to the Senate?
Forget the Senate. He will come back around.
Theodore steps forward.
She's right, Honor. This will not give the appearance of strength.
Martinian is a professional soldier. He has always been a soldier of Rome. He has been a personal soldier for me, in my army. All he has ever known is to be of service to me. He simply got his head turned around by a pretty little girl. He will be fine.
What if he is not? You cannot execute him.
Or the girl, for that matter. She lived here with you, in the palace. How will it look if your own staff rebel? All I'm saying is, we do not want to make martyrs of these people.
He will not disobey me. He cannot disobey me. I am his emperor, the ruler of Rome.
Now in Mamertine prison, Procesus escorts Martinian down the corridor. They stop. Procesus.
Please, let's talk about this.
Martinian.
You've been talking all the way here, but you have not. You think about what you're doing. You think about your career. I believe this has gone beyond career, my friend.
No, it hasn't. We spent our lives defending the Empire. Why throw that away? Over what?
Over what? Over truth? Over honesty? Over freedom? The whims of one man will not dictate the course of this world. No. He is wrong. I know it. And somewhere in there, you know it as well.
He points a finger at Procesus's chest. They move down the hallway, stopping in front of Peter and Susanna's cell.
What is going on here?
Martinian has disobeyed the Emperor. He's been ordered to be executed with you lot in the morning.
No. No, that can't be true.
I was ordered to execute you. All of you. But I refused. I will not be a part of something that brings you harm.
There must be some way.
I'm afraid not, miss.
Not unless you're willing to recant.
Do not ask that of her.
And I'm sorry. There is no other choice.
Susanna reaches through the bars of her cell toward Martinian. He turns to Procesus and removes his sword, presenting it to him.
If Susanna and Peter are criminals, then so am I. It is their last night. I would spend it with them. Unlock the doors and leave us. I give you my word. I will not aid in an escape.
Procesus takes the sword. He unlocks the cell and Martinian steps inside. Precisus pulls the cell door closed and locks it. He turns his back and walks away from the cell.
Leave them.
Martinian holds Susanna in his arms, comforting her. Then Precisus steps outside and looks up at the moon. Now in the cell. Martinian no longer wears the uniform of a Roman soldier, but a white shift instead. He stands with Susanna.
I am so sorry.
In the moonlight shining through the window.
You are involved in all of this.
Well, it is not your fault.
I never expected.
No. Well, you were right. The Emperor is a madman. I cannot believe Rome has fallen to this. None of it. None of this was necessary.
He turns to Peter.
How can you have such faith when surrounded by all of this?
Because I believe.
All three are in the same cell. Peter sits on the bench.
And you are certain?
Peter stands, placing his hands on Martinian's broad shoulders.
I put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now a ladle is dipped in a bucket of water. Peter pours water from the ladle into his cupped hand. He puts the water on the head of Martinian, who kneels before him.
I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Peter holds his hands out to Martinian.
Arise.
Martinian takes his hands and rises to his feet. The next day, the market street near the prison is business as usual. Sunlight streams through a barred window of a prison cell. Peter kneels in the sunlight praying. Susanna and Martinian sit together under the window in the darkness. Peter bows his head to his hands, deep in prayer. Now, Roman soldiers lead some prisoners to their fate. A prisoner seated on the floor gets a soldier's attention.
Please, I cannot do this. I deny him. I deny my faith. I'm sorry. I deny.
Anyone else?
Please, I'm sorry. I recant. Please, just
freedom.
Let me go.
A guard unchains the man and woman and escorts them away. Prisoners are being led from their cells. Peter, Martinian, and Susanna come out of their cell. Precisus approaches and holds out a key to Martinian.
You take this and go.
Peter, Martinian, and Susanna look at the key. Martinian.
Why are you doing this? Because like you,
Precisus looks at Peter.
I believe his words.
Now Precisus ushers them out of the cell. Peter, Martinian, and Susanna are led out onto the street with the other prisoners. Peter.
Who now, the living Christ?
Peter leaves Susanna and Martinian.
And bear witness.
A soldier latches onto Peter. Precisus blocks two soldiers as Susanna and Martinian disappear into the crowd. Now in the palace, Nero and another man stand on the balcony overlooking the city.
Good Heronius.
Nero.
Five chariots, you spared no expense. Mm. So happy you could join me for the pre-festivities.
Heronius.
Surely my very great pleasure, honor.
Nero's dressed in his emperor's regalia.
Who is this Peter I'm hearing about?
One of the leaders of this cult.
I understand this movement is growing. Do you really intend to execute him?
Not if he recants the errors of his ways.
And if he fails to do so?
He will not.
Nero steps forward and looks down at the crowd below. Citizens look up at the emperor, cheering him on. Martinian and Susanna make their way through the crowd. Stop them! They are pursued by soldiers.
Stop them! Stop! Stop in the name of the Emperor!
Now Hieronius, Nero, and an entourage exit the palace. Hieronius pauses, letting Nero descend the palace steps in front of him. The entourage follows behind. Now Peter and Precisus are brought before the Emperor. Nero.
How did they escape?
Precisus.
I let them go.
Two soldiers guard him.
You what?
Martinian was faithful to Rome. To you. He did nothing wrong. Nothing.
A soldier stabs Precisus through the back. Peter steps toward him as Precisus goes down on his knees. Nero stares at him. Precisus looks back at the Emperor before crumpling to the ground. Peter kneels beside him, holding his hand. Peter.
You have the courage now. You will be with the Lord in heaven tonight.
Get him up!
Two guards lift Peter to his feet. He's brought to stand in front of the Emperor. The guards release Peter and step back.
Old man.
Nero addresses him.
It seems as though your way has spread like a poison amongst your people. What do you say?
Peter.
I bring no poison. I bring a message of faith.
But then your faith has led your people to become enemies of Rome.
You know that is not true.
Do you dare presume?
Sir, those are Roman citizens that you persecute. They have committed no crimes, and yet you arrest them and imprison them and torture them.
I say they're criminals, and therefore they are criminals. So mind your tongue and answer my charge.
I came to Rome to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is a message of love and forgiveness.
Nero is losing patience.
Redemption. It is for all men and all women, even for you.
Nero turns.
Did you all hear that?
Panning his advisors behind him.
Even for me.
He turns back to Peter.
You have the audacity to suggest that I need forgiveness. For what? And from whom? A dead carpenter.
He is not dead. He is risen. Christ is risen. And he sits at the right hand of God.
Blasphemy! There is no name above Nero. This is my empire. I am the god of Rome.
You are the emperor of Rome. But you are no god. You are a man.
Enough! Today is my feast. And even you, a heretic, could receive a pardon. All you have to do is confess your crimes, admit to your heresy, and renounce your faith. Then, I will set you free.
The truth has set me free. Let it set you free. I offer you the gift of salvation.
Even your Jesus could not save you, not here, not today. If you want to find freedom, you will have to find it through me.
All flesh is as grass. All glory is as a flower. Grass withers, the flower falls away. But the word of the Lord will endure forever.
You realize you will not die quickly like that dog. you will be crucified.
Peter stands taller and looks up.
I will not fail you this time, Lord.
Then he looks down.
If I am to be crucified, I beg a favor. That I may be crucified upside down. For I am not worthy to die in the same manner as my Lord.
I will grant your request, as I am a merciful man. Always good to have a little variety.
Now Peter is laid on the cross. Firm hands hold him down as a huge nail is driven through his foot with a heavy hammer. Hidden in an alcove, Susanna and Martinian look on as Susanna weeps. Peter lays on the cross, held firmly down by two strong hands.
Our Father.
The hands are lifted from his shoulders.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Slowly the cross is erected as Nero and Heronius look on.
Thy kingdom come.
The cross is vertical.
Thy will.
Peter's hands are bound behind him.
Done. Death, as it is in heaven.
Susanna and Martinian watch from their alcove. Nero watches for a moment, then turns away, followed by Heronius, Diodas, Poppaea, and a soldier. The crowd begins to disperse, looking at Peter as they go. Slowly panning up the cross. Peter is nailed to the cross upside down, however the cross itself is right side up. He is secured upside down to the main pole of the cross under the crossbeam. Viewed from behind, the crucifix stands erect against a pale blue sky. Fade to black. Credits.